Next question, please.
Next question is, it's a very lengthy hadith.
Yes, but what is the gist? What is the meaning of that hadith?
Okay, it's about women. Ibn Umar relates that Holy Prophet said, "Oh yeah, party of women." I'll come to the question, which is at the end. Could you please clarify for me, in what sense women are deficient in intelligence?
Yeah. I know. Yes.
That's the question.
It is a hadith. I have yet to see, to investigate about the authenticity of this hadith. So, considering this was said, we have found that in some ways women are deficient in their attitude. In some other ways they are very intelligent, very clever, even superior to men. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha was also a woman. And she taught half of Islam to the whole of the world. So, this hadith should not be misinterpreted. There are certain tendencies in women which are considered as deficient. For instance, they backbite. For instance, when they get together, at least in our country, in most of the world, they talk of trivial things, of fashion, of clothes, and this man, this person's beauty, that person's beauty, other people's faults, and so on and so forth. And they tend to indulge in small talk. While men, when they get together, they talk more often of serious things. Only some wicked people, of course, indulge in filthy talk too. But I'm not talking of filthy or healthy talk. I'm talking of a tendency to talk small. And also to pick up quarrels quickly, to become more quickly jealous of others. So there are a few habits in women which have been discussed in the world literature. And of course, many women have defended these habits, but overall, the opinion in the world, if you read the literature, is that women are inclined to, in some ways, to some small habits. They should rise above these things. That does not mean that Islam condemns women as small things, because you must read other sayings of the Holy Prophet to know what real attitude of Islam is towards women. Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at one place said that the door to heaven lies under the feet of your mothers. Mothers are not men. You know that, don't you? So, if serving women leads you to heaven, if obedience to women leads you to heaven, how can you consider them naqisatul aql in that sense, deficient in mind? Because if they were deficient, they would not lead you to ultimate deliverance from sin and entrance to heaven, and lead you to enter heaven. Moreover, Ahmadullah s.a.w. said that people love different things. God has made me love three things. One of them is a good fragrance, scent and fragrance. The first he said is salat, worship of God. The second is fragrance, and the third is women. He said, I love women. Did he love lack of wisdom? He was the wisest man on earth, wisest man on earth. So these things should be understood. Maybe sometimes a situation demanded a remark, a harsh remark. Sometimes some women talk too much and fight with each other, and somebody is taking it too seriously. He wants perhaps to reprimand them rather harshly. So you tell their naqisatul, don't take it too seriously. You know, they are built like this, please, for God's sake. It's a different situation, the way you say it. And I think it must have been something like that which he mentioned. Because at another place he says that women are made of the rib. Women are made as if women are made of rib. You cannot, the rib is curved, you know. So they are curved. But you should not straighten them to break them. you know, there is a beauty in that curve of the rib, and it covers the most vital parts, the most vital organs of the human beings. So this tradition is full of wisdom. It means that there is a certain different attitude in women which is also beautiful, also delicate, but very important for you. So do not try to straighten it. That sort of naqisatul aql, I think, is not bad at all. They have certain attitude of what you call naz, nakhra, you know. Which, how can you describe it in English? Falsaif, would you help me find out a suitable word? You know, the playfulness of a beloved woman when she, you know, rejects the hand of the wooer and this and that, also loving her, him at the same time, you know, and becoming difficult of approach. This is called naz nakhra and this and that. So there are certain traits in women which are not found in men. And they are different, of course. So there are many such small things which are meant, but Hazrat Rasulullah could never offend a sex, a class. I can't believe of him. Because he was so kind to women throughout his life, how could he suddenly become so offensive? So whatever he said, he must have said by way of some expression of love or expression of kindness or as a message to men not to be too harsh to them. They're made like this, you know. That is how I read it. Thank you.
We can use the word, sir, coquetry.
Coquetry is too harsh. coquetry is... I know. Pardon?
Nazo-nakhre
ke liye. Coquetry, nahin. Coquetry is... is a harsh word. It's a bad reflection. But nazo-nakhre is a lovable expression. Huh? No. Delicacy is food. I think in poetry there has to be some word. I remember once I read in English poetry some words which are comparable in connotation with the word naz, nakhra. You know, if somebody comes to me and just to play and to excite him more and to make myself more precious to him, I turn back, no, please. No. That is naz. No. I don't mean it, but only to make myself dearer to him, I behave as if I don't want him. So, more urge is born in him. That sort of behavior is called naz nakhra. Playful things, you know, in English you can say the habit of being playful. But that playful does not exactly carry the sense of naz nakhra. It is a much wider and slightly different word as well.